Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. This is the most dramatic podcast ever. An iHeartRadio podcast. Chris Harrison and Lauren Zima coming to you from the home office in Austin, Texas. LZ, what's on your mind today?
I got a little playbook topic for us to get into today.
Okay.
I'm calling it simply daddy issues.
Oh, God. How long is this podcast going
to
be?
Okay. Well, you've already hit the nail on the head, my friend. Here's what I want to talk to you about. And I think this is going to be an interesting discussion for us to have, like male, female, relationships wise, what's okay to say, basically. So I was getting a coffee the other day with a friend. She's a little younger than me, and she was kind of asking my advice because she lost her dad a few years ago. And she was asking my advice about dating, because when you've lost a parent and you're dating and you're young, especially, people like assume that you still have your parents. Mm-hmm. So the first, you know, one of the early questions on a first date is like, so where does your family live? Where are your parents? And, you know, I would usually avoid it by being like, yeah, my mom's in Chicago. And then they're like, oh, okay. So, but like, and where's your dad? And then you're like, so my dad's dead. Yes. It can get uncomfortable quickly. You try to, the other person says, sorry, you try to make them feel better, etc. But so she was asking me my advice on how to handle it in the conversation. And she said, I just feel like I'm worried these guys are going to think I have daddy issues. And some have even said that to me before, like, oh, daddy issues. And I said, I hate that phrase. And she goes, I do too. And we were just kind of talking about, like, you know, why does it bother us? And then as I started to think about it, I thought, well, but you know what's unfair of me? I've used the phrase mommy issues before about a guy. And I just wanted us to get into, are these phrases okay to say? What do they convey? Now I'm rhyming. And does anyone not have these issues? What do you think?
First of all, they're okay to say. And here's what they convey. Look, I think they are okay because they're real on both, you know. Mm-hmm.
I've changed my own mind about it. Literally, I was at first in that conversation with her, like, man, I hate that phrase. But I realized I think I'm just kind of sensitive to it. And then when I found myself using the phrase mommy issues, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm a hypocrite. Do you know why I think it is? I think it's because especially when we're young, and I'm really giving it up to Freud here.
Uh-huh.
Well, not in a weird way, but we tend to date some version. We tend to date a version of that parent because, and I think it's just because that's the relationship that's the model we have. That's the relationship we've seen.
For sure. The psychology has a huge part of that.
If you love your parent.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved my dad. So what do you think? You think, well, I want to find someone who's going to treat me the way my dad treated me.
He is the strength. He is the voice of reason and education and love. And
then if you've lost your dad, are you trying to replace your dad?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think these are very real. And I realize the reason I really wanted to talk about it is because it's we got to normalize it. We all have issues. Shout out to Dr. Phil's new book, We've Got Issues.
And we do. And look, to a certain degree, you're right. We all do have issues. But as you said, you lost your dad at a young age, but let's say it was a younger age, even when you are 5, 6, 7, 10 years old, you know, that impact of losing that figure in your life, like you said, you will seek that out. And that, I think that's the truest definition of daddy issues, is when a female has never had that male role, therefore they seek it in others. And sometimes it can be in a bad way. They will seek out kind of any sort of male support and love. And oftentimes it can find itself in a very toxic way. When we say guys have mommy issues, a lot of times we can be
too attached.
We can be too attached.
Yes. By the way, I'm actually not saying that about you. I truly don't think you are. But you're right. That is the stereotype. And the second you said that, several of my friends' husbands popped into mind, or guys
I have been coddled and taken care of and always pampered and, you know, had your bottom wiped for you your whole life. Therefore, you are not a grown functioning man who can cook.
The stereotype is he's too attached to his mom. He has mommy issues.
No one ever cut the umbilical cord, as they like to say.
Yes.
And so you are still attached to the hip and the mom. And typically the mom, and the interesting thing, and we need to get into this, because the daddy issue often has to do with the dad either dying, sadly, or just not being a part of your life. The dad could have left.
And then with the mom, it's too much a part.
The mom is about being there.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Probably indicates who's doing a lot of the child rearing, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just taking what you're saying because I completely agree. It's kind of like the stereotype of daddy issues, mommy issues would be the woman is trying to fill the void and the guy is too full.
Can't fill the void.
Can't separate.
step up and fill that void himself and become a man and become independent and strong. And and that's what women are like, you know.
I will say, you know, it's interesting. I mean, and look, first of all, I'm trying to normalize this because no one has a perfect upbringing. No one has a perfect parents because people aren't perfect and people are out there raising people. We all everybody's like, oh, my trauma. Yeah, sure. We all do. We all have issues from our parents. We all have stuff we have to work through. We all should keep working on yourself. Try to be better. So it's just normal. We're all going to have some stuff that we have to deal with. And our parents are the most formative thing in our lives. They shape who we become. I always feel like the people I know who are kind of the most damaged people are people who did not feel love from their parents. I think that's such we're all a little bent, but if, you know, people who are really broken are people who didn't feel that, and I pity them. I deeply, because even though I lost my dad, I had love from my dad. But I also think a silver lining of these issues is finding a way to be strong. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because millennial women all grew up idolizing journalists because that was the job every woman in every rom-com we grew up watching had. But I actually know a lot of successful female journalists who lost their dads young. And that's like interesting to me. I sometimes think there's a, you know, certainly if you lose a parent, hopefully you come out like stronger and wanting to do them proud and you work really hard through that loss. That would be like, to me, really the best case scenario. So you wouldn't get like broken and stunted by it. By the way, do you think you have mommy issues? Your mom does listen to the podcast, so.
Yes. Mary Beth.
Shout out to Mary Beth Harrison.
The most amazing. And Donna Zima. And
we
Steve.
Have two incredibly strong moms. They're yes. wonderful.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Something that really stuck out to me, and again, I had you spring this subject on me today.
Yeah, I did not give him a heads up about this podcast.
So while I don't have the research in front of me, I have done research on this and I've read and I've listened to many podcast about this. It is without a doubt scientifically proven that children are much more successful education wise, future relationships, being healthy and strong in every which way if there is a healthy male female presence in the house. Two strong parents. You're growing up in a loving family unit. And that may be a mom and a dad. It may be, a strong grandparent. It's just having a significant presence of family mm-hmm. and being responsible to others as you are growing up and having that love. It is astronomical, the numbers, how much they change of how stronger they are in education and graduating high school, going to college, getting jobs, et cetera. And it all kind of comes back to this, right? Of if we don't have that, or if we have it and it's toxic or bad, it does the exact opposite.
Well, and you know, also a question comes up of like, what's toxic? Like I said, I want to normalize the phrase a little bit and normalize the idea, because an ex-boyfriend of mine is coming to mind. Mm-hmm. He had a very stable family upbringing. He had a great mom, a stay-at-home mom, dad, like ton of love in his house. But his parents had this policy that they never fought in front of their kids ever. Mm. So he did not know how to have an argument.
Oh, interesting.
Like he couldn't. He found it paralyzing. He thought like if we ever disagreed, it would like we broke up because like he couldn't disagree.
Well, in his mind, no one ever fought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now my parents, and I love them, they fought in front of us quite a lot. Two attorneys, two strong-willed people. I had to do the opposite. And this is definitely why this guy and I didn't work out, amongst other things. But I thought fighting was so normal that like if I didn't have fighting in a relationship, and I had to realize this about myself, and I always am still working on it, but I was like, fighting doesn't mean love. Like I kind of thought fighting and passion were like that meant you cared. Mm-hmm. And I had to realize, okay, I don't have to always be in this state of turmoil. Fighting doesn't mean love. And we can discuss without screaming. And I had to unlearn that behavior. And when these were like the opposite scenarios, but we both still had to do work on ourselves, me and this ex-boyfriend, you know?
Well, and you and I have had to, I think that's a big part of a relationship mm-hmm. and a big part of our marriage. And I think anybody's relationship is learning how to argue, learning words that are okay to be said, words that someone might not like said, having those conversations as you start mm-hmm. fighting and you start disagreeing. I know people, it's hard to believe, but Lauren and I sometimes disagree. And, you know, we have our arguments and our fights, so to speak. And it's knowing how the other person, it's being respectful, kind of setting ground rules to war. It's the Geneva Convention, if you will. Mm. And I think it's important. And so the only way you really have those discussions is lines are crossed. And realizing that it's okay, you know, like one fight or someone going a little too far. And I'm not talking about abuse in any way. I'm just talking about your garden variety arguments that someone says a little something too strong. You're like, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't like it when that happens. Okay. And you remember that for next time. And you and I had to teach, you know, we had to learn.
Sure.
We had those discussions.
Well, and when it comes, I'm going back to the parenting thing, but what's also interesting about like any of this is that the rhetoric and the education on what's right to do are always evolving.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how different, like what our parents thought what they thought good parenting was versus what people say good parenting is now.
Yeah.
And the problem is that as like the advice changes and the education changes, only time tells if that's really true. Like I saw this tweet the other day about, I guess there's a book out now called Bad Therapy. And it kind of dives into how this person poses, and I haven't read the book, I'm just remembering the tweet, but the takeaways seem to be that like the research they're citing and what they're posing is that by giving a recent generation like too much therapy, we've kind of actually made them mentally weak because they're constantly so focused on like, what are my mental issues? And it's made them weaker and unable to deal with those mental issues. You know, and then I look at like my mom, if I tried to talk to her about how I was feeling, she said, you've had enough airtime, go do your homework. And maybe I wish she'd listen to my feelings a little more. And maybe that's why I got into speaking for a living, because I wanted my airtime. I mean, I can draw all the lines. So do I have mommy issues? Yes.
I love that she used airtime.
Airtime.
This is long before you were ever on the air.
I know.
And she knew that phrase.
It's indicative.
You've had enough airtime.
It's right there. All the tree of trauma is right there with all its branches.
Is that
and leaves.
What made you seek out this endeavor in this business?
I have a microphone in my hand talking about my problems.
Damn you, Freud. So our takeaway is these phrases, daddy issues, mommy issues, they can be overused, but they can be used. And mm-hmm. I think they can be very accurate in what they can describe.
I think we both have daddy issues and mommy issues.
Of course. And by the way, everybody does. Mm-hmm. As much as I would like to think that I have been the perfect parent and I have raised my children perfectly.
God. The sequel to this will be the kids come on.
No, I
just kidding.
Think
it's too soon.
I think there have been one or two mistakes made and things that,
We'll let them grow up a little more and really be able to articulate what those issues are.
I will let them go to therapy and figure this out. but yes, none of us are perfect as much as we would like. At the end of the day, we do the best we can with the knowledge we have. And I think to my generation of so many latchkey kids who parents never came to any practices, parents were never involved in anything, and maybe they made it to our graduation. That was about it. We came home alone and yada, yada to the helicopter parenting generation. And all that does is create different adults that will give different things into this world. Are any of them all the way right? No. Are any of them all the way wrong? No, not either. But none of us are perfect.
I saw this, another great phrase the other day, I think on Instagram. Someone said, have empathy for your parents. It's their first time too. And I thought, God, that's so simple, but so poignant that my mom's in her 60s right now. She's never been in her 60s before. She's never parented 30-something-year-old kids before. Like, everybody is doing it all for the first time.
Yeah.
And if someone's doing their best, then just love them and know they're trying. And again, don't put that like pressure of perfection on yourself, because what's deemed perfect and great and what a parent you are today could be looked at totally differently tomorrow, in a month, in a couple years.
I promise you it will be.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm taking the negative connotation away from the phrase. I'm owning it. I have daddy issues and I have mommy issues too, but I love dad and mom both.
We have a lot of issues, which is great because that means we have a lot more to talk about. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever, and make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.